I must have been standing asleep, for I do not recall hearing him approach. But quite suddenly there was the dancing light of a lantern at the stable door, and the bolts were pulled back. He hung the lantern up above the door and came towards me. There was a whippy stick in his hand, and he was staggering around the stable towards me. Terrified, I knew I could not run, for there was nowhere to go. So I put my back to him and lashed out behind me. I felt my hooves strike home. I heard a cry of pain and turned to see him crawling out of the stable door, dragging one leg stiffly behind him and muttering words of cruel vengeance. The next morning, both Albert and his father came out together to the stables. His father was walking with a pronounced limp. They were carrying a collar each, and I could see that Albert had been crying, for his pale cheeks were stained with tears. They stood together at the stable door. I noticed with pride and pleasure that my Albert was already taller than his father, whose face was drawn and lined with pain.
"If your mother hadn't begged me last night, Albert, I'd have shot that horse on the spot. He could have killed me. Now I'm warning you, if that animal is not ploughing straight as an arrow, inside a week he'll be sold on, and that's a promise. It's up to you. You say you can deal with him, and I'll give you just one chance. He won't let me go near him. He's wild and vicious, and unless you make it your business to tame him and train him inside that week, he's going. That horse has to earn his keep like everyone else around here. I don't care how showy he is. That horse has got to learn how to work. And I'll promise you another thing, Albert. If I have to lose that bet, then he has to go."
He dropped the collar on the ground and turned on his heel to go. "Father," said Albert with resolution in his voice, "I'll train Joey. I'll train him to plough all right, but you must promise never to raise a stick to him again." "He can't be handled that way. I know him, Father. I know him as if he were my own brother."
"You train him, Albert. You handle him. Don't care how you do it, and I don't want to know," said his father dismissively. "I'll not go near the brute again. I'd shoot him first.